Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Maria Gonzalez-Inclán, chairman of the board of USIC, surety company and life insurance with affiliate, and dwelling insurance, multiple in that area, but more specialized. Maria, we were talking about the strategic plan and the revisions of the strategic plan. What else have you done besides revising that strategic plan and making sure it's updated? What else have you done in the company to make sure you're up to date and you're covering whatever challenges may be up down the pike, as they say?
Okay, I think we've done several things. In the IT section, in technology, we have a very good team. We have now the person that's been with us for many years, more on a part-time basis, is giving us more time, because I think technology is very important for the future of the company and to give excellent service to our clients, which are the reason for us being here. Also, we hired a full-time staff member in the part of to audit the different departments, to have a full-time person in charge of looking into all our departments, which I said is surety, we do dwelling, we have a flood program, which is a federal program, and now is also we're offering our own program, and also the claims department, which is very important to this business, and the life, the USIC Life, which is our sister company within the USIC Group umbrella. So those things, I think having a person, an inside person, looking into every department and seeing where things can be done better and more efficiently, it's been very important. And also we're just recently initiated a program that we were advised by our rating company, AM Best, to do this, which is the ERM, which is Enterprise Risk Management, and that really looks into all areas of the business, and it's very important in terms of, again, strategic planning, foreseeing what could be done in case this or that fails, or what areas can we be more effective. It's a very comprehensive program. It's been run by my son, Rafa. He's a president of that group, and they're just working into many areas, and they're just starting this program together with the audit department, and I think it's gonna be very valuable. For AM Best, which is our rating company, a very important, of course, reason of this business, because your rating determines in a great measure what kind of business you can do and who you can do it with and how respected you are in the industry. And we've been very lucky, but also very diligent in working very thoroughly, you know, year after year. And we are proud to have an A classification. We are A with excellent, A excellent, which is very, very good. And we've been very proud to have that classification and maintain it, because one thing is to have it, another is to keep the good work and keep that rating year after year. So we are very lucky, very proud, but we also work very hard to do that.
And in terms of your standing in Puerto Rico, you're the largest in terms of surety.
In terms of surety, we are the number one surety company, you know, in Puerto Rico, and in the United States, we are in the top 40 in surety.
So it's a tremendous accomplishment.
In
terms of going forward, besides maintaining the close-knit employee family culture that you have, in terms of maintaining and revising this strategic plan and visioning any challenges and obstacles that may come, what else do you see? I think you mentioned to me that you went to the Florida because of the special circumstances. I don't know if you want to describe that briefly, but what do you envision as new things that you have in mind, you know, for USIC?
Okay, I think it's very important to always keep your eyes open and to be there waiting to see if there are other opportunities, good opportunities. I think in times of difficulty, there are good opportunities, but you have to be there and you have to analyze each and every one of them. I think when we decided to go to Florida and start a sister company there, Florida, was Usico Florida. We did because we had this person in Florida that my brother Carlos, who's in the board, knew about him. He was the president and CEO of Philadelphia Insurance Companies, a very well-known and very successful company. And we met because of Carlos's friendship with the president, who they've known each other from the board of some other company. And we met and we decided to start doing business in Florida with them. They had fulfilled the capacity. They needed the USIC paper to go on to do home, to do homeowners, which we don't do here. We don't do dwelling. Dwelling means that we insure only the structure. Homeowners, you insure structure and content. And so we went in this business with them because they had the structure and they had a very similar philosophy and culture like we did. We were very similar and we trusted them. And I saw it as a good opportunity and I was willing to risk the capital to go in and do it. I thought it was worth it, and it was a good opportunity. I think you have to look into things. If they seem that they could work, you have to go ahead. You have to diversify, but of course, always keeping in mind that things have to be, you know, they're done the right way. You have to analyze the business very thoroughly, and that's what we did. So we started doing business in Florida. It went very well, but Florida, things in Florida changed. The commissioner changed the rules. Things became just not anymore. It wasn't feasible to go on with the business the way Florida wanted it to be. And so our partner there, the Philadelphia Insurance Companies, which was Liberty Mutual, Liberty in Florida, they decided to just stop doing business in Florida. And they were our partners, so we decided to stop doing it too. But it was very good while it lasted, but it was time to go.
Did you end up losing money or you came out even?
No, we came out even, yeah. Even? Okay. Actually, even a little better. I mean, we made some money, we didn't lose any money. Though.
Yeah. Chances are you're not looking at expanding beyond Puerto Rico.
We always keep our eyes open,
but
we'll always do things the right way and always things that are going to work for us. We don't want to do too much. We just want to do very well with what we have, and we're very consistent with that philosophy, and I'm very proud of my management. You know, whatever idea they come up with, they analyze it thoroughly. When they present it to the board, it's because they've studied it, and still they ask for our comments and our advice, and you know, we trust them with the analysis, but we always discuss these things together and, you know, we decide what's best. Always keeping in mind that we have to worry about the people we insure, our clients, and we have to be, you know, very cautious with what we do. That's right. Always do it well. Being excellent and giving excellent service and taking care of our clients is our major concern.
Well, Maria, we've run out of time. I want to congratulate you, you know, for what the USIC has accomplished, and especially your involvement and how you did it so beautifully and keeping this company going. It's really something to be proud of, and we're proud of you.
Thank you.
And the best of luck and best wishes.
Thank you so much.